Chapter 3. So the old nurse had known her grandmother before she died. As strange as her life had been the last few months, Regan did not find that at all surprising. Standing under the spray of the scalding hot shower, Regan couldn't help but think back over what had transpired since she first met Nick the previous fall in Southeast Ireland. Her life had taken such a drastic turn that day. And now she could see no clear way out of the maze that had become her life. At first blush, it had made sense for Arlen O'Brien to bring Nick to her. Who better to care for O'Brien's injured prisoner than the local healer? Nick had endured several hellish months as O'Brien's prisoner before Regan had risked everything to help him leave Ireland and get back to Seabridge. Lester Brentwood, Morgan's nefarious uncle, had planned on returning Nick to Seabridge to lure Morgan back to the castle, for Brentwood wanted Seabridge for himself, and he had no qualms about killing them all to gain it. She would have never let that happen. So she had left everything behind to aid Nick in escaping Ireland, and her life had never been the same for it. Once Nick and Regan made their way back to England, Nick had commanded his brother Cullen to take Regan to Featherstone Castle and entrust her to his friend Connor to protect her from Brentwood and O'Brien, for her part in Nick's escape. Thinking back on those days spent at Featherstone Castle, she realized she had settled in comfortably behind the sturdy walls of Connor's estate, accepting his protection, even though she knew she could never stay. The sick were everywhere, and once the cry went out that there was a qualified healer in residence, people came to see her by the dozens. She had quickly come to love Featherstone's people. She also had come to regard their welfare as her responsibility. The people and the place had worked their way into her heart before she had realized it. Standing there in the hospital shower, Regan feared what she would have done had circumstances been different. If there was no need to bring Cullen forward, would she have stayed at Featherstone with Connor? Would she have been happy with him? It was a moot point now. Certainly, had she failed to bring Cullen forward, he would have died from the mortal laceration.